Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 752. Morning rain, sometimes heavy, and look out for a little flooding here and there. And then cloudy today and a high of 55.
Sex Island. I need this in my life.
So what's this island?
Before I die, I need this. You know what?
Is
and
it here?
Honestly, ladies, I think if you truly love your husbands and you know that it's like just for like 4 days, you'll let us have it. And then we'll come back.
Oh, it's a four-day vacation to Sex Island somewhere
Here's
else?
Here's the deal. A controversial drug and prostitute-fueled Sex Island is the brainchild of five hard-partying friends in their 30s and 40s who, quote, sort of think of themselves as Robin Hood, a representative for the event, told the Post. The quintet of men who include a hedge funder and a nightclub owner, both based in New York, frequently host and attend sex parties around the world and decided to make it their mission to share their idea of fun with the masses. The result was Sex Island, an all-inclusive sexual extravaganza that was so popular it morphed from a one-off orgy vacation into a year-round sex tourism empire, now hosting its second annual event. Private parties are run throughout the year, but Sex Island is designed for the everyman who can drop $6,000 on a golden ticket to a private island in the Caribbean with unlimited booze, food, and women ready to satisfy them at any hour of the day.
Women are included in that?
While there are drugs galore during the four-day erotic holiday, Sex Island's head of PR identified only as Tony. I know, I'm shocked too.
Why is it never Bill?
Right. It's never. Right. Yeah. It's never Liam. Identified only as Tony said, it does not directly provide any illegal substances, but rather acts as a middleman between dealers and guests. So you buy this thing and you have 4 days of just sex
and drugs.
Yeah. Rock and roll. I gotta be honest again, ladies, like I think if you give this to your husband or your whatever it is, like your relationship will be so strong.
First, you get $6,000.
Right.
Then you tell your husband he can go away for... Is it 4 days? That's $6,000 for 4 days?
Yeah, it's $6,000 for 4 days, but think about it. It costs... What does it take to go away? You know, it's not that much.
Includes your airfare?
For what you're getting, who cares? Stop with these...
Where is this island?
Stop with the details. Don't worry about it. It's in the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean,
okay. It's in the Caribbean.
Uh-huh. Sex Island.
It's kind of off the coast of Colombia, but that's okay. That's okay. Mm. At least you know the drugs are going to be good.
The memories and the herpes will last a lifetime.
You wear condoms, dude. You can't go in there all...
The good thing is, Brett, there's no bed bugs, and all the sheets are really clean.
Absolutely.
The whole place. There's no pubic hair in the bathroom.
How are the two of you finding a negative in this? And you guys say I'm the negative one. Oh, you always have a black cloud over your head. How could I tell you, private island, Caribbean, unlimited booze, food, and women ready to satisfy you at any hour of the day, and you guys want to find a negative in that?
Well, because you said, you know, hey, girlfriends, wives.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let them go for a few days.
Do you understand? Like, okay.
If you're single, this is fantastic.
Even if you're married, I think it's a good release.
Send your wife first, see if it's good, and then you go after that.
It's not for women, dude.
Oh.
It's just for guys.
Are you sure?
Again, it's like somebody said, you know what? Guys need something that's their own.
Oh. Mm.
Didn't we do Lesbo Island a couple months ago off of, like,
Lesbo Island,
somewhere in Sweden or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sex Island.
How will you find a negative in this?
Listen, you're taking...
This is amazing.
A 60-minute stay hotel and making a whole island out of it.
Yeah.
So the hotels may not be the best. And you, who loves clean hotels and places that aren't, it's going to be a dump.
This place is not going to be a dump.
And you want your wife to allow you to go there.
It's not going to be a dump.
No, I'm sure it'll be pristine.
I'm sure it's, how do you, like, wow. This was not the, honestly, I didn't think you'd be, you know, all in, Raj.
No, I know.
But I didn't think you'd piss all over it either.
No, you get all the hookers from in Midtown Manhattan, you bring them there, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Colombian broads, bro.
Right, right.
Even better.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
That's so negative.
You could take Ted's bag bus you mentioned earlier and just dump the bus off right there, and it'll all go great. I mean, no problem.
There's a lot of Colombian women on the bang bus.
Yeah, right? You know what? I don't even want to share any more of this with you.
757, there it is. Book your tickets now for $6,000 to Sex Island.
Wow.
Ladies looking for something to give your husband this holiday season.
Right? Sex Island, bros.
And the big lesbian event is the Dinah Shore event. That's what it's
called. Is that
called.
What it's called? Yeah. On Lesbo Island?
Largest lesbian event and music festival
That's
in
not the
world.
One I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, Dinah Shore 2019. Book your tickets now. I'm on the website.
Where is it?
Something for everybody.
Where is it?
Dinah Shore. That's a good question.
Yeah, no, the one I was talking about was something off of Sweden.
1-888-92-DINAH. You can call them now.
Okay. Here's Ted Linder with the roads.
Your B.A.B. Browns Ram Truck Center.
B.A.B. Roger and J.P. just a little after 8 o'clock. So J.P. was just telling us about this place called Sex Island. Sounds like these guys stumbled into just a huge business.
They sure did. It's an island. It's got a five-star resort on this island that's off the coast of Cartagena, Colombia. Mm. And you go down there, and it's $6,000, and it's all the women, all the drugs, all the booze. Well, the drugs you pay a little extra for, but they'll help you get it.
Yeah, I love it.
Right, right. It says here, we had a guest ask if he could bring a kilo of cocaine on an international flight.
Boy.
And we told him that wasn't the best idea. He then, Tony went on to explain, Sex Island crew would instead, quote, steer guests in the right direction. Cocaine was the most popular drug at Sex Island last year, with a toothy pink powder that users sniff coming in a close second. Quote, it's a lot like cocaine, but it makes you super horny, Tony explained. The guys like sniffing it off the girls' butts.
That's in the brochure. And here's another Tony.
You don't get that on a cruise.
Another Tony has an idea about this. Go ahead, Tony. What do you got?
5 years ago, there's a place, and I'm pretty sure it's still around. It's called Oxygen Resort. $34.95, okay? It starts out at per person.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, and every night you get two girls. Huh. Now, you can build on that, okay? It's a place is amazing. It's clean. The girls are all verifiably clean, and everything's included. It's all-inclusive. Again, you start at $3,495 per person, and you go up from there.
Where is it? 7,000.
If you want, it's in Dominican.
I heard of that one, too.
When I tell you, amazing. And the women, oh, my God. They're 12s.
You sure you want to be telling us this? You know your wife listens to our show, right?
Yeah, but I would know. This is a friend telling me this.
Right.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I believe
it. I think it's something that you're right. Every man's wife should give him for just a getaway. You know, like a man cave, except little weekends.
See, Tony, you get me.
I mean, how can you say no to this? And how can you find a negative in this?
Leave it to these two.
If you want to give me VV when I get down there, I'll take it. I'll come back and take the penicillin. It's got to be worth it.
Right. Take care, Tom.
Bye. All right, there you go.
Look at this. One of the dinners, they do body sushi.
Oh, really?
See?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we've been there. Man, we've been doing that for years.
That's nothing. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, JP. Back over love, always hot beneath the covers. Still talk to you, my daddy, say. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 808. Well, this is an interesting all-inclusive resort called Sex Island that JP brought up, which a couple guys figured out they could just do. It just kind of happened, huh?
Yeah, five guys. One of them was a hedge fund guy, a hedge fund guy from New York, another nightclub owner from New York, and three other guys, yeah.
Now, 2 years later, it's a going business.
It's a whole year-round sex tourism.
Mm-hmm. Guys go there, women, drugs, food, drinks, everything included.
Well, the cocaine's extra.
I'm sorry, that's right. There was an extra charge.
But it's basically right from Columbia's right across the street, so it's right from the tap. It's cheap.
Hey, good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a comment for JP's fun weekend.
Yeah.
It's not mine, but go ahead.
Would he let his wife go? What if she came home and said, hey, hon, $6,000, I'm going to go and, you know, have 15 guys take care of me for the weekend.
Over 4 days.
That's completely different, sir.
That's my question. Let JP comment.
I did. You're comparing apples to oranges.
No, I'm not. Would you let her go?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You would. Okay. Right.
That's baloney.
God bless you.
They're right.
Yeah, 4 guys a day, no problem.
It's only 4 days.
That's 16 guys by my math.
Okay.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, doesn't sound fine.
Listen, it's not your cup of tea, but don't judge me.
No, all right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Have a nice time, Nicole. It's 102.3 WBAB.
She's not listening.
Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Here she comes, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 8:14, morning rain, then cloudy today and a high of 55. Well, we've been talking about this resort called Sex Island, where this hedge fund manager and nightclub guy got together and made an island with just
and six honestly,
drugs and rock and roll, really.
I think it's just like smart marketing. They didn't come up with some name where you had to hide it. They just told you. It's like concert calendar. You know exactly what it is, right? So if you go on the concert calendar part of WBAB.com,
right.
You know exactly what you're going to find
there,
right?
So you just compared Don and Donna's concert calendar with Sex Island.
Sex Island, yeah. It tells you exactly what it is. When you get to Sex Island, you know what you're going to find?
That's right.
Sex.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I. It sounds to me like it would be like a filthy Vegas.
Genius.
You know, like really, really.
Yeah, nice.
Really filthy,
filthy Vegas. Okay, good.
No, I mean, the room's not so good. Well, whatever. I mean, I'm just, I guess I've seen the wrong side of it. East End Jeremy's
dude,
on the line.
You stay at the Flamingo on a good or some seedy motel in Atlantic City when you go to play poker.
Right, that
and you're worried about the bed conditions on Sex Island?
That's
just
true.
Stop it.
That's true. A little negative. Good morning, East End Jeremy. What's up?
Buzzkill Rod. I need Angry Rod. Angry Rod would go on that trip and have a great time.
Yeah, you mean Evil Rod.
Evil Rod. Yeah,
Evil Rod.
Get it right.
Evil Rod would have a great time on that trip.
If you'd hang up, we could ask him.
All right, I'll hang up. Bye.
All Evil Rod, you in?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Sex Island isn't even a destination resort. That's our house at the Loose Mansion every Thursday with me and Susan after dinner at Teller's. Unbelievable. Bitches blow a naked poker. That's my paradise, Sex Island. I don't need to travel halfway around the world. Just come to East Iceland. Unbelievable.
So you've already invented this whole thing?
You're not going to believe what goes on.
Bitches blowing naked poker.
That's a great slogan.
Thursday nights after Teller's.
And a few drinks at Shannon Court.
Would it be great next time Rod tries to go to Teller's? I'm sorry, Rod.
We can't let you in.
You're no longer welcome here.
Are you kidding me?
We can't have your kind here.
Come back to my place. You'll change your mind.
All right, Evil Raj.
Thanks for hanging out this morning.
Sounds like you're putting that Sex Island to shame. Nice job.
Don't forget, every Thursday night, Roger's Backyard. Bitches blow hot tubs and
naked
poker. Nice.
You don't want to miss this. It's going to be the greatest night we've ever done.
Scotty the Leprechaun?
Scotty the Leprechaun will be there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Thank you, Evil Raj.
Unbelievable.
No great blow party is complete without a little guy.
You've got to have midget strippers as well. Or little people strippers.
Yeah, whatever.
Evil Raj is going to be politically correct for once.
All right, 8:17. Ted Linder has the roads.
Your B.A.B. Browns, Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic headed out this morning. We've been dealing with a mess on the road.